Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio, where drone pilots come for the latest information on commercial drone operations, Part 107 compliance, and other SUAS issues. www.dronelaw.pro. Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Today we're going to be talking about something that's been a theme for the show now for a couple of weeks, and it's enterprise integration and the challenges that companies have in integrating drones into their own service offerings or even for their own use internally. Today we're talking with Jim Rosen, and Jim is with Ridgeline Consulting. He is an expert at integration issues and change issues for corporations, and is helping companies integrate drones into their enterprises. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Enrico. Good to be here.
So, Jim, in your own words, tell our drone pilots, our Part 107 certificate holders, our enterprise community members, what it is that you do for drone enterprise integration.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I am primarily a management consultant, and I work with companies to help them integrate new technologies into their existing business operations. And you know, from a drone perspective, this really includes thinking about how technologies such as drones and aerial imaging can help enterprise better achieve those business objectives or even set new objectives. And you know, we can talk about some of the examples of that, but overall it's about how do you leverage the technology, in this case drones, and the imaging that comes out of it and the analytics that follow to achieve business objectives.
Yeah, and it really is, I mean, from the enterprise point of view, doesn't matter if you're a construction company, if you're doing infrastructure or engineering, if you're doing some sort of surveying and mapping, it really could be any company that has a facility that wants to use drones to either monitor or document that facility or to do infrared analysis. There's just so many applications for UAV, and virtually every company is going to have an application. If you're a large organization, you've got some added challenges because larger organizations have more corporate structure to navigate in order to get from the, hey, we want to start using drones for some purpose, to actually making that happen. So tell me a little bit on the front end, Jim, what are the types of clients that are contacting you, and what are the types of problems that they're asking you to solve?
Well, Enrico, you actually teased that a little bit with your comment, in that you mentioned that there are many different ways that a company or an enterprise can use drones, and that's usually the starting point for a discussion, which is, what is your objective and what are the target use cases? How is it that you want to use it? And very importantly, the details of that make a difference. So, to answer your question about the kinds of companies that I work with, it really varies. But what I have found is that where the most value is helping to define upfront what those objectives are. Sometimes this happens through the course of designing or implementing a proof of concept or a pilot, and frequently it is about how to move from that to an operation at scale and with the new challenges with that. But if I can share an example. I was recently at Exponential, and I was speaking with the drone lead for a large chemical company. And this example is fairly typical of the kind of conversation that I've had with many companies. He was asked to figure out how to use drones in the enterprise. Now, he comes from the security part of the organization, and so we can immediately think of several different potential use cases in terms of how drones could be used. But really, it's important to figure out what the organization wants to do and what the priorities are. Is it just to observe? Is it to report? Is it to have quality images to analyze? It really begs questions then regarding the frequency of image capture. So that's about timing and placement, of course, the image quality, and then sensor types, and then the analysis. The list keeps going on and on, with then implications for many other dimensions in terms of what the overall solution is, the budget, the impact on the organization. And fundamentally, there's no right or wrong here. But what's important is that there be clarity about the objectives, so that we can collectively start to explore the answers and make sure that that is right for the organization. There's no one-size-fits-all here.
Yeah, and the reality is it's a type of thing that'll make your head spin, right? Because there's so many different types of uses. And so what we have discovered is as large companies retain us for the legal services part, the missing piece is the part that you guys provide, which is really, I'm not going to go on site to a company and spend a lot of time helping them with the actual implementation of the drone program. We do the legal issues, right? But without that piece, without someone there who's going to take charge of implementation and make sure it occurs, make sure the processes that are developed are implemented and followed, you're going to have a high level of frustration at the enterprise level, right? So you've got the board of directors who said, we want to do this. And now the question is, how do they do it? And we always say, start small.
Yes, and Enrico, one of the challenges that I find is, and I hope this isn't perceived as just semantics, but what is the this? So in the case of this chemical company I spoke about, the ask was develop a drone program, but the right solution for them might actually be something that goes much broader than that, from an Internet of Things. Drones may be part of the solution, but it may be that they also need cameras that are fixed in a more traditional way. They may need analytics that flow from it, depending on what they're really looking for. They also may need different types of sensors, so it isn't just images. Again, this is dependent on the use case, but the reason that's relevant is because it really begs a governance question, which is, who is asking? Because if it's just security that's asking, well, then we only care about security use cases. But if the board of directors is asking, they may have other uses or needs for what the technologies are, different use cases that speak to a different solution. But very importantly, if the way that folks like myself can help is by helping the sponsor make sure that they're asking the right questions, so that they end up with the right answers and the right level of support. Without that, what will happen is sometimes an initiative will stall at the pilot or proof of concept phase because they're not quite ready for how to graduate into scaling, and in particular, the change management issues that flow from that. Because when we start thinking about how you scale, there may be organizational implications in terms of staffing and training, but also where do the drone operators live in an organization? And what are their metrics? And lots of details around that. You continue, what are the implications in terms of the existing business processes, and how does the new information that comes from drones, and as well as the need to manage the drones, integrate into existing business processes and technologies? These raise a whole host of change management questions that whoever's leading the initiative has to be prepared for, as well as their sponsors. And this is something that is, let's just say, is non-trivial and frequently slows things down between a pilot and full scale and scaling.
Yeah, you said some really interesting things there that I want to follow up on. You know, the enterprises, they, to the extent that they come with a specific use that they, they've thought of that they want to implement, right? So it might be just simply documenting inventory in at a facility that they have or what have you. And so, that's a very small thing. Those are challenging in and of themselves, but actually going from there to really getting to high value output on that inventory operation, whatever it turns out to be, and implementing it organizationally so that there if, is there a, a flight that occurs every day, every month, whatever, and then how is the data correlated from one month to the next month? I mean, there's so much value that can be obtained from UAV, but it's only going to happen if there's a process, a documented process behind it, and you have the skill set internally to actually make the data meaningful. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And again, you touched on a few things there. When thinking about how the information will be used, that speaks to how the value is being created. Now, thinking the way a business does, that means convert that into a business case. So what are the dollars and cents in terms of the value that's being created? Now, there may be strategic value that's hard to quantify. There may be some other elements, for example, security and so forth. But fundamentally, things generally need to be put into a business case before an initiative moves forward. What the threshold is a business decision as to whether it needs to have a certain ROI or it's permitted to just be an expense. But usually you need a business case. You need to understand where the value comes from as well as where the expenses come from. And that means you need to have an idea of how you'll use it, how frequently, what the utilization is, as well as everything it takes to support it, the hardware, the software, the staffing, and so forth, as well as what that replaces. Because it may be that the drones and aerial imaging are enhancing an existing process, or it may be something new. So let's understand that. So what I recommend here for my clients is have clear objectives in terms of what you're trying to achieve. And you don't need to know what the end objectives are, but you need to have a starting point. So I don't want this to be overwhelming. Sometimes it feels like that. Start with a set of objectives and prioritize those. And these are the kinds of things that frequently they ask for help with. Also understand the constraints. What are the things that you just can't go beyond certain bounds? It could be budgetary, it could be impact on the organization. And from there, start to work out what the solution will look like. Again, the different dimensions of it. Not just going out to buy the drone and maybe add some additional custom software, but also what are the implications in terms of the staffing, everything from the training and licensing, all the way through to when you start to scale, what will that mean in terms of the number of people you need and where they fit in the organization, as well as support for the actual flight operations and analytics that follow. From there, you'll be able to work out what the budget is, what the benefits are, the organizational process and technology implications. Now this starts to get really something real, the way from the enterprise perspective. This isn't just about a drone initiative. This is something that you can now translate and speak to the organization in a language they understand, much like many technology or business initiatives. So that helps a lot in terms of being prepared for the scaling.
Yeah, and it really is interesting because a lot of the calls we get from enterprises, they have something specific in mind, right? They're looking to build out safety videos using drones at a construction site or what have you. It's a pretty narrow thing. They bought a drone and someone raised their hand, right? And so that's not a bad starting point, but really at that point you need to go back and you need to really design the program from the ground up in order to get to the documentation you're going to need for whoever is making decisions on budgets, and you need to take the long-term view, right? Yes, you want to get in the game, you want to understand it, but you're really looking 12 months, 36 months, 5 years down the line. You want to be ahead of your competitors at every step of the way, and that means you got to get in the game, and it has to be real. That can't just simply be someone in your organization who bought a drone. It's got to be a program. And so I think that becomes a key item where your team can provide value. It's a really interesting proposition for many of these enterprises. Okay, we know we want to do this, but they really have no idea where to start. Jim, if someone wanted to contact you and get in touch with you, what'd be the best way to do it?
Well, two ways. They can call me. Call me at 917-754-9938, or they can send me an email at jrosen@ridgelineconsultant.com. ridgeline-consulting.com. So that'd be J-R-O-S-E-N at ridgeline-consulting.com. And I would love to hear from folks. Those are the two best ways, Enrico.
Yeah, sounds good. Jim, we'll continue this discussion. Obviously, this is a more than a single podcast discussion, how enterprises are going to start integrating. I think you and I talked at Exponential. You're starting to see the tipping point now where you've got these large enterprises who are taking a much more serious view of UAV. And instead of just dabbling in it, they want to get to the point where they understand it. And there is a process for rolling out a particular type of operations within their organizations. There's people in charge of approvals. There's checklists for flight operations. There's all the things you really need in place in order to have just even the most basic operational parameters defined for your enterprise. So we will talk again, Jim. This is Enrico Schaefer, Drone Attorney. We'll see you next time.
That's all today for DroneLaw.pro Radio. We'll see you next time. www.dronelaw.pro.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at DroneLaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.